I'm joined by Iona Liddington, who's the Director of Public Health for the Royal Borough of Kingston-upon-Thames. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, nice to be here.
Now, can you tell us what the rates in London are currently looking like?
So it's good to say that the national lockdown measures are beginning to show that they're making a difference. So they are beginning to fall across London, in southwest London and in Kingston. So our rates for Kingston have halved over the last week, which is really encouraging. I think the difference that people are making with staying at home, really taking that strong staying at home message, is beginning to show benefits. And we really need to ask people to continue with that, because whilst they've fallen, they are still high. So, you know, it's encouraging news. But we really need to get people to hold to the cause, so to stay at home, to only go out for essential shopping, and only to go out for exercise once a day, and to ask our household members too. So, you know, making sure our children and young people in our family are holding that teenagers aren't meeting in groups, etc. So it's trying to make sure the whole household is following that as well.
Very, very important advice. And testing wise, how are things looking in Kingston at the moment?
So I'm pleased to say that we've increased our opportunities for people that have to be out for essential work. So frontline carers, people that are in retail, essential retail, those sorts of businesses. We've now got four hubs in the borough. We've got one north, central, south and east, and that's bookable. So we're trying to promote that to those people that are in essential work to say, go on our website and book your regular lateral flow test. So that's the rapid test that gives you a result in 30 minutes, because we want to keep that workforce that does have to be out and about, that can't do their work from home, as healthy as possible to try and reduce the risk of onward transmission. So we're promoting it, as I say, to our carers, to our primary school teachers that aren't getting testing in school at the moment, our nursery and early years workers, all of those people that make a huge difference to keeping life going. But we want that workforce to be fit and well, and having this rapid test ideally twice a week or certainly every 7 days will make a big difference in that effort.
Absolutely. And as far as vaccination goes, how are things looking with vaccination programme rollout across Kingston?
So we have got our primary care networks delivering vaccine to their priority groups, and including in that is our care home. So we've seen that rolling out across the borough and that's going well, but we really need people that get the offer of vaccination to take that offer up. We also have our first max vaccination site launching from next week. And again, we'll start to see far bigger numbers of people getting vaccinated when that opens. So when people get that letter that comes from the NHS or that phone call, then make sure you do get a booking in place, get it in your diary, and make sure you go along, because that really will be our road to recovery.
Brilliant. Iona, thank you very much for your time. That's fantastic. Good luck with the vaccination rollout programme, and we'll speak very soon.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.